And then letting the whole of your body just begin to release into the support of the floor. Checking in with the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center so that they're balancing out and you've got a nice natural curve in the upper part of your back and neck. Parting your lips and your teeth a little bit and letting the jaw release. And in our practice today, we're just going to begin to connect to the physical body and just begin to tour around the body with our awareness. Just beginning to notice where we feel any sensitivity and how the body is feeling in space today. So as we do this, there's no need to judge anything as good or bad or right or wrong, and no need to try and move anything around to try and change anything or fix anything. We're simply just creating some awareness of how we're feeling right now. So as you begin to feel into your body, notice how your toes and feet are connecting to the floor. Maybe there's more weight on one foot than the other. Feeling up into the calves and the knees, perhaps one knee feels higher than the other. And then feeling down the femur bones, noticing how the thigh bones really fit into the hip sockets, and feeling into the back of your pelvis, noticing if it feels like there's more weight on one side than the other. And then bringing your awareness up your spine into the back of your ribs, noticing if it feels like there's a slight twist to your rib cage, perhaps one side of your body feels a little bit more scrunched up than the other, or there's more weight on one side of your ribs than the other. The same inquiry up into your shoulder blades, noticing how they connect with the floor, if one might feel higher up than the other, or again, perhaps more weight on one side than the other. And then coming down through your upper arm bones, and if your hands are meeting the floor, notice how the weight falls onto each hand. If one hand feels more grounded and really more connected to the earth than the other. Coming back up to your neck and into the back of your head, is one ear closer to your mat than the other? Is there head leaning more to one side? And having got an overall feeling of how your body is resting against the earth, just begin to notice now how your breath is flowing. Feeling your breath moving through your body without trying to breathe in a particular way. No need to take big breaths or try to puff up your chest or your belly. Just let your breath ebb and flow gently through your nose. I know there's lots of coughs and colds and things around at the moment, so if you do feel a bit sinusy and it's tricky to breathe in and out of your nose, try breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, if that feels a little bit more easeful for you. But otherwise, inhaling and exhaling through your nostrils. Notice the quality of your breath, if your breath feels easy and rhythmic, or if it feels a little bit jittery or jerky. Noticing where you can feel the breath mostly in your body. Maybe you feel it mostly in your belly, in your ribs, in your chest, maybe even up into your throat. And just allowing your breath to be easeful and peaceful. And then beginning to notice if there's a particular chain of thought or a particular emotion that you've brought with you into your practice this morning. And as you consider that, notice where you feel it in your body. If it manifests as some tenderness, sensitivity, or tightness anywhere in your body. As you feel it, notice if it has a particular texture. a density or a colour. And then asking yourself what you need from your practice this morning. What one quality or couple of qualities would you like to cultivate through your practice here on your mat today? Maybe you need some mindfulness, maybe some willpower, some strength, maybe some peacefulness. Whatever it is that you're feeling is going to enhance your own health and well-being, consider that for a moment. And then form it into a simple positive statement that begins with I am. And then you can complete that sentence just adding that one or two qualities to the end of your sentence. So you form a simple intention. And then with that clear in your mind, repeat that sentence to yourself 3 times silently with absolute faith and feeling. And then with our intention set, we can begin to move into our physical practice this morning. And as we do that, just keeping that intention clear at the forefront of your mind. So really allowing the practice to support your highest intention. So if at any point it feels like that intention isn't being supported, where you feel like you're depleting energy or something doesn't feel so great in your body, then just know that you can come to rest at any time and keep recalling that intention mindfully to yourself. So our practice today, we're going to really begin to tap into the liver gallbladder meridian. So this is an energy channel that starts right at the big toes, the inside arches of the feet, comes all the way up through the inner seam of the legs, through the groin, and all the way up to the third eye area. And so our liver in our body from this energy channel is the part of the organ of our body that is a bit like a chemical factory. It breaks down any substances and uses what it can for energy, and anything that it can't be used for energy, it detoxifies that substance. It also produces some bile, which is stored in the gallbladder, which is really important for digesting our food. And in Chinese medicine, the liver is known as the general of the army, as it regulates the flow of energy in our bodies. So our liver energy is responsible for helping us be easygoing and balancing our emotions. So when there's any slight imbalance in that energy line, in our liver energy, it can manifest as outbursts of anger, explosive impulses. Our emotions feel a bit topsy-turvy, a bit irregular. We can get very frustrated and defensive, from something as mild as that to an all-out rage. And we can feel like we want to pick fights, or we can feel sometimes a little bit stuck, unable to express ourselves. So that whole circumference of all those emotions, just by an imbalance in the liver channel. So what we're going to do this morning is really work into the liver gallbladder meridian that goes up that center seam of our body, the inside of the leg, from the big toe, up through the groin, up through the liver and gallbladder, up through the lungs and through the throat, and all the way up to the eyes and the third eye center. So we're really going to try to create some balance through that energy line. So let's start by just finding some space in the body, just by using our breath. So bringing awareness back to your breath, and parting your lips and your teeth a little bit, softening your tongue. And as you next inhale, breathe in through your nose, but just simply sigh the breath out, a big sighing the breath out through your mouth. And just doing that the next few times. So you can make it a little bit of an audible sigh. So as you're breathing in through the nose and then just letting out any emotions that you might have brought with you into the practice, let them be released through that big soft sigh through your mouth. And just doing that a few more times with each cycle of breath. Really feel like as you're sighing the breath out, you're able to let go of anything that you can't really express or any frustration or anger that you've kind of been holding on to. Have a sense of letting that go. Then the last time, just like that, breathing in through the nose, sighing the breath out. And then we're going to do a similar kind of breathing exercise where we'll blow the breath out this time. So I'd like for you to kind of almost purse your lips like you're going to whistle almost. And there's a little kind of O shape between your top and bottom lip. And then breathe in through your nose. And then just as though you were blowing down a straw, blow out of that little O shape with your breath. And doing that a couple more times, breathing in and then blowing out through that little O shape through your lips. So blowing out again and releasing any of that kind of pent up energy, those emotions that you've been holding onto that maybe you've had trouble manifesting or letting go of. Just blowing out the breath. And as you do that, notice the length of your exhalation. Maybe by blowing the breath out, and you've got a kind of smaller airway to blow out of, maybe the breath has become a little bit longer. No need to make it longer. Just noticing if it feels a bit longer than when you were sighing the breath out a few moments ago. And then next time you've exhaled, you can soften your mouth, you can release that kind of pursed-lipped face. And then now we're going to hiss the breath out. So sounding a bit like a pressure cooker and a bit like a snake kind of sound. You're going to slightly bring your teeth together and then almost feel like you've kind of got a little smile across your facial muscles. Breathe in through your nose. And then press the tongue, tip of the tongue behind your teeth and kind of hiss the breath out. Good. And then breathing in and doing the same thing a couple more times more. Hissing the breath out. And you don't have to try and cut the breath short. So keep kind of hissing until it feels like you can't breathe out any longer. And just a couple more cycles like that, breathing in through the nose and then hissing the breath out. So just like a pressure cooker, just releasing any pent-up steam that you've been holding back. And just one more cycle like that, breathing in and then hissing the breath out. Great. Then letting your breath just return to its own regular rhythm again, and you can soften your facial muscles. So we're gonna let the breath go now out of the mouth again, and again in a slightly different way. We're gonna sing the breath out, just like Pavarotti or any other of your favorite opera singers. So we're just going to kind of make the sound ah, and just really kind of let it go. So think about letting go of anything that has been buried really deep for so long and let it go with this kind of big singing ah sound. So really, it doesn't matter if you feel like you haven't got the best singing voice, but just let it go without feeling as though you're holding onto anything or holding back at all. So take a breath in through your nose. Open your mouth. Ah. Good. Let's do that twice.
twice more. So really kind of belt it out, just like Pavarotti. Breathing in. Good. And very last one. So keep going until you've got no more sound coming out. Breathing in. Great. And then letting your breath just return to its own regular rhythm. We're going to keep our knees bent, soles of the feet on the floor. And then as you next inhale, let's just float the arms up to the ceiling. So reaching your fingertips up to the ceiling so that your wrists are right over your shoulders. Your palms will be kind of parallel, facing each other, and your thumbs will be pointing to the wall behind you, so the arms reaching up to the ceiling. So as you reach up, feel as though the edges of your shoulders are curling away from the floor, and stretch your fingers up to the ceiling as much as you can. And then as you exhale, retract the shoulders and plug your shoulders down into the earth. Inhale and stretch up, curling the edges of your shoulders off the floor, and exhale and plug your shoulders down into the floor, retracting the arm bones. Let's just do three more like that. Breathing in and stretching up, and breathing out and plugging in. Great, moving at your own pace, the last two cycles, breathing in, a big stretch, and breathing out and plug in. And last one, stretching up and then plugging in. Keep the shoulders plugged in, feel the space across your collarbones, make your hands into soft fists, just a few wrist circles, circling mindfully and slowly, just releasing any stuck energy in the wrist joint and also just lubricating the joints a little bit. Let's change the direction. And then you can relax those circles and let your arms float down to your sides. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, let's hug the right knee into the chest. So just hugging the right knee in, pausing there for a moment. Letting the muscles stretch all around your lower back, around the gluteal muscles in your bum and down into your hamstrings. And then interlace your hands around the back of your right thigh. Then as you inhale, extend your leg up towards the ceiling. Doesn't have to go totally straight. And as you exhale, release your heel back towards your sitting bone. So you're bending the knee again. Inhale, extend the leg up. Point through the toes, reach through the ball of the heel and the heel and the ball of the foot. And then as you exhale, release your heel back to your bum. And just doing three more like that. Inhale, stretching the leg up without lifting your pelvis up. So try not to curl your tail off the floor. And exhale and release your heel down. And last couple, just at the pace of your own breath, extending. And then releasing. Good. And inhaling, extending. And then releasing. Good. And now as you inhale, extend the leg back up to the sky. Press your thigh bone into your palm so the thigh is moving away from you. And as much as you're reaching up through the ball and the heel of the foot, suck the thigh bone down to the hip socket at the same time, and then begin to make gentle ankle circles this time. So see if you can keep that movement isolated just to the ankle, nice slow movement. Noticing anywhere that feels a little bit sticky or feeling any popping and cracking through your joints. And providing there's no pain, that should be okay. Let's change the direction. Now with your left knee bent,
the sole of the foot on the floor, you're going to bring your right heel onto the top of your left knee. You can let go of your hands now on your thigh. And begin to spin your right thigh bone away from you. So it feels like you've got the top of the number four between your thighs. Your legs are in that kind of shape. Flex your right ankle, spread your toes out. Press the big toe edge of your right foot forwards and draw the baby toe edge of that right foot back towards your outer knee. So the whole of the ball of that right foot is spreading open. Feel into your pelvis, notice how that feels in and around your outer right hip. And if this is challenging for you, you can just stay right here. If you want to make a little bit more space around the hip, you're going to keep the legs in the shape that they are in now, but bring your left foot off the floor and feed your right hand through the gap between your legs, hold onto the back of your left thigh. And you can take your left hand round the outside and hold on to the outer edge of your left thigh. As you do that, you can also flex your left ankle and bring your left heel up to the same height as your left knee. Check in with your upper back and neck, making sure that the tip of your chin and your eyebrow center are still nicely balanced, so there's no strain in the upper back, the neck, and the shoulders. Take one more breath there, breathing in. And then breathe out and let's release that foot down to the floor. Stretch out your right leg along the floor and stretch out your left leg. And just take a moment just to feel the sensations and the differences between the right side and the left side. Feel into the leg, the outer hip, the lower back. And then we're going to balance it out by doing the other side in exactly the same way. So let's bend both knees, soles of the feet on the floor. Bring your left knee in towards your chest. Hug it in. Take a few moments to settle into that shape. No strain in your shoulders, so you don't have to hug in super hard. Keep the shoulders, the face nice and relaxed. Bit of space between your lips and teeth again, so there's no hard edges around your jaw. And then holding on to the back of your left thigh, as you inhale, begin to extend the leg up to the ceiling. And as you exhale, release the heel back towards your sitting bone, bending your knee. And just pulsing that about four more times, breathing in and extending. And breathing out and releasing. Great. And just three more cycles like that. Taking your time, feeling and listening to your breath and letting the movement synchronize to your breath wave. And the last one. Great. And then as you next inhale, extend the leg back up to the sky. Press the thigh bone into your palm so the thigh is moving away from you. You can reach the sky through the ball and the heel of your left foot. Spread out your toes a little bit. And as much as you're reaching up, suck the thigh bone down into the hip socket. And then begin ankle circles with your left ankle. Nice, slow, mindful movement, just isolated to your ankle. It doesn't matter if the leg is slightly bent as you do that. And let's change the direction, moving the other way, feeling and noticing for any sticky points. Good. And then release your ankle circle, release your hands as you bring your left heel onto your right knee. Spin the left thigh bone away from you. Flex your left ankle, spread open the toes, and press the big toe edge of that left foot away and draw the baby toe edge back towards your outer knee. You can stay in that shape. This side, of course, might feel very different than the first side. So if there's any resistance in your lower back, your outer hip, you're just going to stay here and breathe some space around it.
if there's a bit of room to spare and you want to open the hip a little bit more, keep the legs in the shape that they are now, but your right foot comes off the floor, the right thigh comes towards you, and you feed your left hand through the gap between your legs. Your right hand goes around the outside of your right thigh, and your hands hold on to the back of your right thigh bone. Pick up your right heel, bring it up the same height as the right knee. Let's open that foot too, so spread the right toes. And engage the foot. And just breathing there, breathing in and breathing out. Good. And then as you next exhale, let's release that shape. Release the legs after opening that liver meridian a little bit through the inner thigh, the inner hips. You can extend the legs out. Notice how that feels through your legs, through your lower back. And then bending the knees again. And interlace your hands around the back of your head like you're going to do an old-fashioned sit-up. So your elbows are kind of flaring out to the side, moving down to the floor as much as feels comfortable in your shoulders. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to squeeze your elbows in towards your forehead. So as you inhale, you open your elbows out, pressing them back towards the floor. And exhale, squeeze your elbows in towards your forehead. Inhale and open. And exhale and squeeze the elbows in. Good. Inhale and open just as far as feels comfortable in your shoulders. And exhale and squeeze in. And just one more like that. Inhale, opening. And exhale, moving the elbows in. Let's release the arms down by the sides of the body now. And we're going to do a similar kind of action, but with the legs this time. So let the soles of the feet come together and the knees drop open to the sides of your mat. Good. Inhale there. And as you exhale, squeeze your knees together. Good. Inhale and open the legs. And exhale and squeeze your knees. Inhale and open the legs. And exhale and squeeze the knees together. And just one more like that. Inhale, opening the legs. And exhale and squeeze the knees together. Great. Soles of the feet on the floor. Let's take the hands back into that same shape that we just had. So interlace the hands around the back of your head. Your elbows moving out to the sides of the mat. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, you're going to glue your left elbow down, but bring your left knee in towards your chest and curl your right elbow away from the floor to touch it, to move towards your left knee. It's like a little bicycle movement. So as you inhale, opposite elbow to knee, good. And exhale and come back down. Good. And keep going with that, pulsing. As you come up, see if you can leave. They don't have to touch at all. Just head in that direction. And see if you can leave the elbow that isn't curling in. See if you can leave that on the floor as you curl up. So it only needs to be maybe a millimetre or so off the floor with the elbow that's moving towards the knee. Good. So it doesn't have to be very much movement at all. Good. Good. That's it. Good. Yeah. That's it. Good. Well done. I'm just taking one more to each side. And then when those are done, you can just let your arms come down by your sides. Just making sure that you've got room behind you to stretch your arms back behind you. So making sure you're not going to scrape your arms on the skirting board or you're not going to knock over a glass of water. Now,
if you've got a pillow underneath your head, if you absolutely need it there, then feel free to keep it there, but you're just not gonna lift your hips up very high at all.
If you can do without your pillow, then move it from underneath you.
And you're gonna keep your knees bent, line up your heels with your sitting bones so that your ankles are pretty much underneath your knees, your feet and your knees are about hip distance apart. Take the arms by the sides of the body and feel into your shoulders and just turn your palms to face down. Notice how that gives you space across your collarbones. Keep the palms face down, and as you inhale, take the arms all the way up towards the ceiling and back towards the floor behind you. Notice how that feels in your shoulders. And then as you exhale, float your arms back down to the sides of your body. And then we're going to change the position of the arm. So turn the palms to face in, so your thumbs point to the ceiling. And as you inhale, take the arms back up again to the ceiling and back overhead. And notice how that feels in comparison to that first arm rotation. Float your arms down to your sides. On one third final rotation, turn your palms to face up to the ceiling so the backs of the hands are on the floor. And then as you inhale, keep the arms in that position as you float your arms up and back. Notice how that feels for you. And then bringing the arms back down. Now your choice, whichever one of those kind of hand and arm positions gave you the best space across your shoulders, the most freedom in your shoulders, then you're going to take your arms into that position. So whatever worked best for you. And then at the same time as we move the arms, we're going to lift the hips at the same time. So as you inhale, press into the mounds of your big toe and the center of your heels, float the arms and the hips up towards the ceiling. And as you exhale, let your hips and arms come back down to the floor. Good. And taking four more just like that. Lifting up as you breathe in, and floating back down to the earth as you breathe out. Doesn't matter how high the hips lift, nor if the hands touch the floor behind you. Great. Look, creaky floorboard. Hopefully that was a floorboard, not a creaky joint. Great, you're doing great. Okay. And then next time your hips and arms come down, you can pause there. Great. Plug your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little massage along your spine, rocking, swaying, circling into your knees, whatever feels nice in your back. And then you're going to slowly roll to one side, take your time, press the floor away as you bring yourself around and up. Take your time. Good. And lying down for a while. Feeling all right? Not too dizzy. Good. Okay. Let's come over onto all fours, and then we're going to come back into child's pose. So let's have our knees nice and wide, moving towards the edges of your mat. Your big toes touch. You're just going to rock your hips back towards your heels and keep your arms extended out ahead of you. The ears releasing down in between the biceps so that your head is moving towards or onto the earth. Press your finger pads forwards and down and use that pressure of your hands to take the weight back into your hips so that your hips are nice and heavy towards your heels. Take an in-breath there and exhale the breath fully. And then let's walk our hands across towards the front left corner of the mat, keeping the hands shoulder width apart, and just opening down the right side of the body. Take a couple of breaths into your right lung, expanding the side body
opening from the outer hip to the armpit all the way down to the fingers. Feel into your armpits and notice if one is higher than the other. See if you can balance that out and keep your hands shoulder width apart. One more breath here, breathing in and breathing out. Let's walk the hands all the way back into center and then travel across to the top right corner. Keep your hands shoulder width again. Settle in, press your finger pads forwards and down. Take the breath a little bit more consciously into your left lung. Breathing in and breathing out, just creating space through the cycle of your breath. Then coming back to the center. And let's walk the hands in towards the knees and slowly roll ourselves up. You can rock to one side and move your legs out ahead of you. And we're going to come into a comfortable seated position. So you might take your yoga block or your blanket and just get it underneath your sitting bones. And then if cross-legged is, feels good for your hips and your knees, then you can take your legs into that position. If that doesn't feel so good, legs can go straight out but wide apart. So let's ground down through the tailbone, even out the weight across your seat. And as you press down through your seat and your tail, lengthen up, lifting the breastbone up and lengthening through the crown of your head. Let's take the left fingers out to the side, just to kind of alongside the hip, and stretch them out a little bit further away. We're going to sweep the right arm alongside the right ear. The palm will be facing down and lean towards the left. Soften the shoulder blades down the back. You can micro bend your left elbow a little bit. And again, breathe into your right side body. Breathing in, expanding and opening the space. And breathing out. Let's sweep and sway all the way to the other side. So slide your right hand out. Press your left sitting bone down. Breathe gently there. Good. And then coming all the way back, let's go to the other side again. And this time as you inhale, slowly turn to look towards the ceiling. And as you exhale, slowly turn to look down towards your left palm. Inhale, turning to look up. Exhale, turning to look down. And one more, just like that. Breathing in and breathing out. Fab. Inhale, come up. Let's go to the other side, exactly the same. Just loosening the neck, so keep the shoulders relaxed. Inhale, turning to look up. Exhale, turning to look down. Inhale, turning to look up. And exhale, turning to look down. Good. And last one. Good. Inhale and come all the way up. And then let's extend both legs out ahead of us. So we're going to bring our right knee in towards us and cross our right foot over our left leg. Good. Dig your left heel down into the floor, spread your toes, and you can use your left fingers and just press the big toe mound of your right foot down into the floor and the outer edge of your heel down into the floor. Interlace your hands around the front of your right knee, and as you inhale, press the palms into your shin and use that leverage to lift your heart and the crown of your head up to the ceiling. We're going to keep that length in the spine now and just hold on to the front of your right knee with your left hand and take your right fingertips just back behind your right hip. Inhale and lift up. Then as you exhale, begin to twist from your navel center, bringing your chest around to the right. Inhale, lengthening up a little bit more. And exhale, bring your heart around to the right. Inhale, lengthen a little bit more through the crown. And exhale, you can turn to look over your back shoulder if that feels okay in your neck. If it doesn't feel so great in your neck, then just keep your chin over your chest. Slightly flare the elbows away from each other so you can keep that space across your collarbones and heart. So we're just kind of squeezing around that liver meridian now, up through that very center seam of the body. Breathing in and breathing out. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, turn through the neck to look back towards your left toes. And then slowly unravel your twist, and let's extend the right leg out, and we're going to do exactly the same on the other side. So bringing your left foot in, make your right leg active, so dig your right heel down, spread your toes out, and then you're going to step your left foot across. Again, use your right fingers to press the mound of the left big toe down and the inner left heel down. That'll bring your knee a little bit more centrally across your body and open the outer hip more. Interlace your hands in the front of your shin. And then as you press your hands to your shin, use that leverage to help you get some length from your tailbone to your crown. Hold on just with your right hand. Take your left hand just behind you. So try to stay on tented fingers. So you can press the floor away from you with your finger pads. Inhale, and as you exhale, twist from your navel, bringing your belly around towards the left. Inhale, lengthen up, and exhale, twist a little bit more, bringing the heart around to the left. Inhale, lengthen up a little bit more, and exhale, and turn through your neck to look over your back shoulder. Again, if that doesn't feel so great, just keep your chin right over your chest, parallel to the floor. Begin to flare the elbows away from each other a little bit so you can feel that space across your heart and your collarbones. Soften your shoulder blades down in your back then. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's bring the chin back forward so we're looking at our right toes again. And unravel our twist, coming all the way out. Extend your legs out ahead of you and give your legs a little bounce around. Let's come over onto all fours now. So take your time. And you can have a little bit of extra padding underneath your knees if you need it. Just unravel your blanket. And we'll just do a few cycles of cat-cow just to limber up the spine a little bit, get some space in the back and front body. So the creases of your wrist parallel with the front of your mat, your fingers fanning out a little bit, but not rigidly so. Press down through your pads and your knuckles, and the knees are underneath your hips, and the toes can tuck or point, whatever feels most stable for you. Then as you inhale, let's take the pubic bone back and the heart forward, so we're dipping the spine a little bit. And exhale, and round. Just like a cat, moving chin to chest. Inhale, taking the pubic bone back as the heart goes forwards. And exhale, and getting nice and round through your spine. And three more just like that. Breathing in. And out. And breathing in. And out. Great. Good. And then at the end of your next exhalation, coming back to a neutral spine. So connecting your tail and your crown, lifting the sides of your waist away from the floor, moving the armpits towards your waist and just feeling the steadiness and the length in the spine, the space you've created all the way along that liver gallbladder meridian. Let's walk the hands towards the knees now and come upright with the torso so we're in a kneeling position. Good.
Let's bring the fingertips onto the tops of the shoulders. And we're just going to begin to circle the elbows. So you can make these circles as big or as small as feels good in your shoulders. So it might be that the tips of the elbows come forwards and meet. They might not yet. But just making them as big or as small as feels good. Nice mindful movement around the shoulders. And then let's change the direction. Going the other way. Good. And letting the arms come back down to your sides. And we're going to step one foot out in front of us. And then bring yourself up to standing. We're not going to be standing for very long. We're just going to do a movement meditation here. So we're going to stand with our feet about hip distance apart or slightly wider. So particularly if you're feeling a little wobbly this morning, take your feet a bit wider apart so you've got a bit of a broader foundation. Just look at your feet and make sure that your toes are pointing forward. You haven't got one foot more forwards than the other. And you can spread out your toes. And let's just lift all 10 toes up off the floor as they spread out. Press down through the center of your heels and the mounds of the big toes. And then let your toes come down onto the floor, stretching the necks of the toes, but without kind of gripping your toes to the floor. Let the arms release down by your sides. You can bring your chin up. So what we're going to do is we're going to move the arms with the breath. So as we inhale in a moment, what's going to happen is we'll bring the arms up, the fingers up to about hip height, and then we'll take the hands back to our sides. Then the next time we inhale, we'll take the arms back behind us to about hip height and bring the hands down to our sides again. We're going to do that three times. So kind of forwards for a breath and then back for a breath. We'll do that three times at hip height. Then the next time, we're going to bring the arms up to about waist height, down to the sides, and then take the arms back behind us to about waist height and down to the sides. We'll do that three times. And then we're going to bring the arms up to shoulder height and down to the sides, and then just back as far as you can and bring the arms down. We'll do that three times. And then the arms are going to come all the way up overhead and just down to your sides three times. Now don't worry if that's a lot to remember. I know some of you are looking at me very blankly. That's fine. I'm going to do it with you, so I'll count for us. So all you need to think about is moving your arms in relationship to your breath, okay? So try to let it just be a nice, easy, fluid movement. So first cycle of three is just hip height, okay? So as we inhale, let's bring the hands just to hip height and exhale them back to your sides. Inhale the hands behind you to about hip height, and exhale to your sides. And two more just like that. Great, now we're going to go to waist height. To shoulder height. And just as far back as you can without leaning forwards. Now all the way up overhead and just down. Let the arms come to rest by your sides. You can close your eyes with just a half open gaze and just notice how you feel. Blinking open your eyes. And you can just give your arms a little bit of a movement. Does that feel okay? It's very soothing for the nervous system, that kind of movement, that movement meditation. So hopefully you should feel a little bit more calm after that. Let's bring our feet together. We're going to come back down to the floor. So slowly bring yourself down, just into a kneeling position to begin with. Just letting the energy settle a little bit there. Good. And then we're going to lie all the way down onto your belly. So you can slither forwards onto your forearms, slide your knees back, and come down. So from this position on your forearms, your elbows are kind of underneath your shoulders, and your finger pads are on the floor. Press the finger pads and the knuckles down. Feel like you're dragging the floor towards you. Point through your toes and spread all your toes out, trying to click your fourth and fifth toenail down on the floor. That'll fire up the muscles of the legs, and then you can really stretch your toes back. As you drag the floor towards you through your palms, move your heart forwards and lengthen through the top palate and the crown of the head. Breathing here in Sphinx pose, and we're stretching that whole energy current right from our inner big toes, the arches of the feet, all the way along that liver, gallbladder, meridian, all the way up to our eyes. So take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's flare the elbows out to the side and just bring your chin or forehead down to rest on the palm of your hand, so the hands, palms are stacked. And you can bring your big toes to touch and just let your ankles flop out to the side. If it feels good in your body, you can just gently sway the hips a little bit from side to side. And breathing. As you breathe there, see if you can feel the breath in your belly as you breathe in, expanding into the floor. Notice how the breath supports your lower back as you breathe in that way. And then as you breathe out, feel that kind of whole area around your sacrum, your lower back, just softening and being soothed by the exhalation, a real sense of letting go of any of those grippy tight muscles in the lower back and buttock. Take another couple of breaths, just like that. Breathing in, feeling the belly gently press to the floor, and breathing out and feeling the whole of your back body softening. Taking the last cycle of breath here, breathing in. Let's take the hands alongside your chest. And you can press yourself back to child's pose, exactly where we were a little earlier in the class. So the knees wide, the big toes touch, and just rocking the hips back towards the heels. This time, if you like, stack your fists on top of each other and just rest your forehead there on stacked fists. The hips heavy, moving back towards the heels. But the heart and the crown of the head reaching forwards. And then slowly rolling yourself all the way up to sit, and we're going to come into relaxation. So we're going to come into initially just a Baddha Konasana form, like a butterfly leg. So we did a little bit of that earlier when we were lying down. So we're going to come into that shape first. So you can either do this with in a more supported way, so we can stack some bolsters behind you so you're kind of semi-reclined, and that's a little bit more energizing. So depending on how you want to leave the class today, You can either have that additional support in that way, or you can do this and just stretch out in a regular Shavasana. So would anybody like another bolster?
Yes, yes. Yes.
So you can just settle into this shape. And your hands can just rest onto your belly or on your thighs. You can take one hand to your belly, one hand to your heart maybe, or even any mudra that you like to work with. That's also a great time to let yourself, let your fingers fall into that little gesture. And just be with the cycle of your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. So if you're comfortable in this position with your legs, you can absolutely stay there. If you'd rather stretch your legs out ahead, then feel free just to stretch them out. If you're feeling any resistance in your lower back, let me know. I can bring you another bolster from underneath the backs of your knees. Otherwise, just settling into this shape now. If your legs are stretched out, just feeling everything dropping away from the midline. Soles of the feet soften. The toes can relax. The ankles can soften. The legs release. The whole of your back body resting into the support of your bolsters or the earth. The hands either rest into a gentle mudra or just gently unfurl away from the center of your palm. Feel the space across your belly, your lungs, your heart. Soften the root of the tongue, soften your throat. as you gently part your lips and your teeth. Just invite the tongue to rest into the lower jaw. Feel the spaciousness on the inside of your cheeks and the spaciousness moving up behind your cheekbones, behind your eyes, across your forehead and your scalp. Spaciousness moving beyond your crown. Merge into that vast space. With each exhalation, let go a little more. Surrender and release. bringing your awareness back to your breath. Deepening your breath a little and beginning to reconnect with your breath, your physical body again, becoming aware of where your body begins and the earth ends. Feeling down into your toes, through your legs, up through your trunk, to your arms and fingers, to your head. You can start to make gentle movements there through your body, gently stretching, or yawning, or sighing, merging back into this space, feeling how good it feels to be in your body and this time at this in this space. Just taking your time to come around and awaken gently. When you're ready to, you can bring yourself all the way up to sitting. Take your time. And just sit in stillness for a moment, noticing how you feel now, perhaps in comparison to when you first arrived on your mat this morning. Notice how it feels in your physical body, how your breath is flowing, any particular thoughts and feelings that arise out of this stillness. And let's bring our hands together in front of our heart into Anjali Mudra, and just bowing forwards, offering our praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe. And then as we come upright to sit, just recalling your intention, those qualities that you wanted to cultivate through your practice this morning. Let's close our practice by recalling that intention and repeating it silently to yourself 3 more times.
Very peaceful. Thank you.